अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः संजय उवाच तं तथा कृपयाविष्टम् अश्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षणम् विषीदन्तम् इदं वाक्यम् उवाच मधुसूदनः
Sanjaya said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana, Krishna, spoke the following words.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kutastva Kashmalam Idam Vishame Samupasthitam Anarya Jushtam अस्वर्ग्यम् अकीर्तिकरम् अर्जुना
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy.
क्लैव्योमास्मगमः पार्थ नैतत्त्वयि उपपद्यते क्षुद्रम् हृदय दौर्बल्यम् त्यक्त्वोत्तिष्ठ परम् तप
O son of Pritha, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
Arjuna uvacha katham bhishmamaham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana ishubhihi pratiyotsyami पूजार्हौ अरिसूदना
Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship?
Guru nahatvahi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktum भैक्ष्यमपीह लोके हत्वार्थकामांस्तु गुरुनिहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिरप्रदिग्धान्
It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
Na chaitad vidmaha katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadivano jayeyu yaleva hatva najijivishamaha devasthita pramukhe
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield.
Karpanya doshopahata swabhavaha पृच्छामि त्वाम् धर्मसम्मूढचेताः यच्छेयस्यान् निश्चितम् ब्रूहितम् मे शिष्यस्तेकम् शाधि माम् त्वाम् प्रपन्नम्
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad yachoka muchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhumau asapatnam riddham rajyam suranamapi chadhipatyam.
I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Sanjaya Uvacha Yeva Muktva Hrishikesham Gudakeshaha Param tapa nayotye iti govindam uktva tushnim babhuvaha.
Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Tamuvacha Hrishikeshaha Prahasanniva Bharata Senayorubhayor Madhye Vishidantamidam Vachaha.
O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling in the midst of both armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Vaja Ashochyanan Vashochastvam Prajnavadamscha Bhashase Gatasun Agatasumscha Nanushochanti Panditaha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead.
Natvevagam jatunasam natvam neme janadhipaha nachaiva nabhavishyamaha.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Dehinospil yatha dehe kaumaram yau.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukha daga agamapayino nityaga tanstitikshasva bharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O sign of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
यम हि नव्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभा समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोमृतत्वाय कल्पते.
O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation.
Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha ubhayorapi drishtontaha tvanayostatvadarshibhihi.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both.
Avinashitu tadvidhi yena sarvamidam tadam vinasham avyayasyasya na kaschit kartumarhati.
That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul.
Antavanta ime deha nityasyoktaha sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmat yudhyasva bharata.
The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata.
Yayenam veti hantaram yashchainam manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanito nayam ghanti na ghanyate.
Neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it slain is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuyaga ajo nityaga shashvatoyam purano naganyate hanyamade sharire.
The soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Veda vinashinam nityam yayenam ajam avyayam katham sa purusha partha kam ghatayati hantikam.
O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, eternal, unborn and immutable kill anyone or cause anyone to kill?
Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinhati naropadani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi.
As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha నైనం క్లేదయంత్యాపో నశోషయతి మారుతః.
The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burnt by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
Acchedyoyam adakhyoyam akledyoshoshya evacha nityah sarvagatah sthanugu achaloyam sanatanah.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burnt nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate tasmadevam vidityainam nanushochitum arhasi.
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, and immutable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
Atha chainam nitya jatam nityam va manyase mrutam tathapitvam mahabaho nainam shochitum arhasi.
If, however, you think that the soul or the symptoms of life is always born and dies forever, you still have no reason to lament, O mighty armed.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho dhruvam janma mritasya cha tasmat aparighayerthe natvam shochitum arhasi.
One who has taken his birth is sure to die, and after death one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament.
Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyakta nidhanani eva tatraka paridevana.
All created beings are unmanifest in their beginning, manifest in their interim state, and unmanifest again when annihilated. So what need is there for lamentation?
Aashcharyavat pashyati kaschidenam aashcharyavadvadati tathaiva chanyaha aashcharyavachainam anyashrunoti shrutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit
Some look on the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all.
Dehi nityam avadhyoyam dehe sarvasya bharata tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitum arhasi.
O descendant of Bharata, he who dwells in the body can never be slain. Therefore, you need not grieve for any living being.
Swadharmam api chaveksya navikampitum arhasi धर्म्याद्धि युद्धात् श्रेयोन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते.
Considering your specific duty as a Kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation.
Yadruchaya chopapannam swargadwaram apavrutam sukhinaha kshatriyaha partha labhante yuddham idrisham.
O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come unsought, opening for them the doors of the heavenly planets.
Atha chetvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi tatasva dharmam kirtim cha hitva papam avapsyasi.
If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sin for neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation as a fighter.
Akirtim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti devyayam sambhavitasya cha akirtihi maranat atirichyate.
People will always speak of your infamy, and for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death.
Bhayadranat uparatam mamsyante tvam maharathaha yesham chatvam bahumato bhutva yasyasi laghavam.
The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you insignificant.
Avachya vadamscha bahun vadishyanti tavahitaha nyudantastava samarthyam tato dukkataram nukim.
Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you?
Hatova prapsyasi svargam jitvava bhokshase mahim tasmat uttishtha kaunteya yuddhaya krita nishchayaha.
O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up with determination and fight.
Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayau tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsyasi.
Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by so doing you shall never incur sin.
Yesha te abhihita sankhye buddhihi yoge tu imam shrunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham ప్రగాస్యసి
Thus far, I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results, O son of Pritha. When you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works.
Neha bhikrama nashosti pratyavayo navidyate స్వల్పమప్యస్య ధర్మస్య త్రాయతే మగతో భయాత్.
In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
Vyavasayatmika buddhih ekeh kurunandana bahushakha kyanantashcha buddhayo vyavasayina.
Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched.
యామి మాం పుష్పితాం వాచం ప్రవదంతి అవిపశ్చితః వేదవాదరతః పార్థ నాన్యదస్తీతి వాదినః కామాత్మానః స్వర్గపరాః జన్మ కర్మ ఫలప్రదాం క్రియా విశేష బహుళాం భోగైశ్వర్య గతిం ప్రతి.
Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, result in good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this.
Bhogaishwariya prasaktanam taya apahita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau.
In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Traigunya vishaya vedaha nistraigunyo bhavarjuna నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్య సత్వస్థో నిర్యోగ క్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్.
The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes, be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the Self.
యావానర్థః ఉదపానే సర్వతః సంప్లుతోదకే తావాన్ సర్వేషు వేదేషు బ్రాహ్మణస్య విజానతః.
All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them.
Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalaketuhu bhu మాతే సంగోస్తు అకర్మణి.
You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities and never be attached to not doing your duty.
Yogasthah kuru karmani sangam tyatva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyogo samo bhutva samatvam yoga ujyate.
Perform your duty equipoise, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga.
Durena hyavaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvicha krupanaga phalagetavaga.
O Dhananjaya, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their works are misers.
Buddhi yukto jagatiha ubhe sukrita duskrite tasmad yogaya yujyasva yoga karmasu kaushalam.
A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad actions even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
Karma jam buddhi yuktagi phalam tyatva manishinaga janma bandha vinirmuktaga padam gacchanti anamayam.
By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead.
Yada te moha kalilam buddhihi vyatitarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha.
When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard.
Shruti vipratipannate yada sthasyati nishchala samadhau achala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi.
When your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, and when it remains fixed in the trance of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness.
Arjuna uvacha sthita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthita dhihi kim prabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim.
Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak and what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk?
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Prajahati Yada Kaman सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञः तदोच्यते.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
Dukheshu anudvignamanaga Sukheshu vigataspruhaga Vitaraga bhayakrodhaga Sthitadhihi muniruchyate.
One who is not disturbed in mind even amidst the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage of steady mind.
Yas sarvatranabhisnehaha tatat prapya shubhashubham nabhinandati natveshti tasya prajna pratishthita.
In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it nor despising it, is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge.
Yada samgharate chayam purmongganiva sarvashaha Indriyani indriyarthebhyaha tasya prajna pratishthita.
One who is able to withdraw his senses from sense objects, as a tortoise draws its limbs within the shell, is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness.
Vishaya vinivartante Nirāharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate.
The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha.
The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them.
Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparaha vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishthita.
One who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control and fixes his consciousness upon me, is known as a man of steady intelligence.
Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho bijayate.
While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises.
क्रोधात् भवति सम्मोहः सम्मोहात् स्मृतिविभ्रमः स्मृतिभ्रंशात् बुद्धिनाशो बुद्धिनाशात् प्रणश्यति
From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool.
Raga dvesha viyuktaistu vishayan indriyescharan atmavashyaihi vidheyatmaa prasadam adhigacchati.
But a person free from all attachment and aversion and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord.
Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate prasanna chetasokhyashu buddhihi pariyavatish.
For one thus satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established.
Nasti buddhihi ayuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayataga Shantihi ashantasya kuta sukham.
One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace?
Indriyanam vicharatam Yanmanonuvidhiyate tadasya harati prajna vayurnavamivambhasi.
As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence.
Tasmadyasya mahabaho nigrahitani sarvashaka yudriyani indriyarthebhyaga tasya prajna pratishthita.
Therefore, O mighty armed, one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence.
Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato mune.
What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapah pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamah Yam pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakamakami. E.
person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Vihaya kaman yas sarvan pumamscharati nispruhah nirmamo nirahankarah sashantim adhigacchati.
A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace.
Yesha Brahmi Sthiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vimukhyati Sthitvasyam Antakalepi Brahma Nirvanam Ruchati.
That is the way of the spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God.